From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, February 19th, 2018. I'm Philip Grand. At the top of the news, the Times Union is reporting that two Rensselaer County legislators will compete in the April 24th special election to fill the vacant 107th Assembly District seat. Democrat Cindy Duran of Troy and Republican Jake Ashby of Scodac will face off to replace former Assembly member and current Rensselaer County Executive Stephen McLaughlin. Duran's name will appear on the Democrat, Working Families, and Women's Equality ballot lines. Ashley as the Republican, Independents, and Conservative ballot positions. Duran was just elected to a second four-year term as a county legislator. She has been a member of the Troy High School faculty for 30 years. Ashby was elected to the county legislature for the first time in November. He served 8 years in the U.S. Army, including tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, before retiring with the rank of captain. The 107th District includes the Columbia County towns of Austerlitz, Canaan, Chatham, Hillsdale, Kinderhook, and New Lebanon, part of the city of Troy, and parts of Rensselaer and Washington counties. The winner of the special election will serve out the remaining months of McLaughlin's two-year term. The seat will be back on the ballot in November for a full two-year term. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. Andrea Mako is reporting in the Greenville Pioneer. The criminal case involving Greenville Highway Superintendent Terry Williams has been reassigned to Coxsackie Town Court. Williams, 67, was arrested by police in January and charged with third-degree menacing following an alleged dispute with an employee at the town highway garage. Williams was issued an appearance ticket to Greensville Town Court, but to avoid any conflict of interest, both town justices in Greenville recused themselves from the case. Williams is scheduled to appear in Coxsackie on March the 26th. Williams is accused of threatening a part-time highway employee, grabbing the employee by the clothing. The employee has not been officially identified. Following the incident, the employee filed a complaint with troopers leading to Williams' arrest. Williams will continue his duties as highway superintendent while the matter is being adjudicated. And you can read that full story in the Greenville Pioneer. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A video posted on social media caused Ichabod Crane school officials sufficient concern that they brought Columbia County Sheriff's deputies into the school for added security February 16th. It is unclear what caused the alarm other than the school's logo was used in the film. District Superintendent Michael Vanyo said, and I quote, "There was no direct threat to the school, but we took a direct approach to allow them, the law enforcement, to do an investigation," end quote. According to a letter about the incident sent to parents and guardians, the video had been altered and contained material that was, and I quote, "concerning to the administration," end quote. However, the video was not sent directly to the school and a direct threat was not made. Columbia County Sheriff Dave Bartlett declined to comment on the video content, but he said his office is investigating the source. Bartlett said, and I quote, "We do not believe it came from within the area," end quote. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And for our final story, Kenneth Crow is reporting in the Times Union the effort to legalize marijuana in New York received a celebrity boost February 17th when former radio and television talk show host Montel Williams told his personal cannabis story at the New York State Association of Black and Puerto Rican Legislators Conference. Williams described how he was using more and more prescription opioids to deal with pain from multiple sclerosis when a physician advised him to use marijuana. Williams said, and I quote, "Does marijuana stop the pain? No. Does marijuana make it livable? Yes. Marijuana could be the number one exit drug for opioid addiction," end quote. The Marijuana Regulation and Taxation Act introduced in the state legislature is expected to have an impact that will help the state's economy as well as the minority communities that have borne the brunt of prison terms for marijuana use. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. Today is day 6 of the WGXE Winter 2018 Radio Magic Pledge Drive. During the coming days, WGXE programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $15,000 to keep WGXE hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers mainly after 3 p.m. There will be increasing clouds with the temperature high near 32 degrees. For Monday night, showers are likely mainly before 1 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 38. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Tuesday, isolated showers before 1 p.m. For Tuesday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 53. According to the National Weather Service in Albany, a combination of warm temperatures, some rainfall, and snow melt could mean possible flooding from February 20th through February 22nd. And as for Wednesday, scattered showers after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 70 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 37. Sunrise today was at 6:46 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:32 p.m., That will give us 10 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 45 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Monday, the 19th day of February 2018, President's Day. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.